What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Let's create.
Nah, not yet.
I'm ready to create now.
Nah, not yet. Hold on.
No, let's create now.
Alright, y'all, we up in this thing. It's another episode of the Skeetors. It is our Big Papa Skeet.
And this is Mama Big Kneezy. Hey, hey.
Mama Big Kneezy.
Hey, it changes from week to week.
So I did wanna bring this up because, you know what I'm saying? Like we just got done talking about it offline, but I wanted to talk about it on here. Because you was briefing me on RSV. I think you mentioned it on the show before, but we got to take time to build awareness of stuff for the babies.
Yeah, it's a respiratory infection. It's that season because you know we're going into cold season, cold flu season. So babies are getting this left and right. It is something that attacks their respiratory system, so it puts them on like breathing treatments and just makes it a lot harder for them. And you know, because they're babies, they can't fight off infections, they can't fight colds, their little bodies have not been conditioned to that just yet.
Right.
So it's just too much. And so being in, basically, it's really hard, you know, to keep them away from it because it's putting them, they being people, mm-hmm. You know, if you kissing your baby and if it's lying dormant in you or you got it from somebody else, you just passed it on to the baby. So yeah. Like when they start getting that cough and then fevers and like basically almost gasping, that's symptoms, you know.
Got you. And you say it ain't nothing you can do, like it ain't no cure or nothing that you can give them to
well, you take them to the hospital. They take them to the hospital and they give them breathing treatments.
Okay.
That's what they do.
And then charge you like $172.
Exactly.
Can't you buy the home breathing treatment kit or something? Like, don't they have that for asthmatic kids?
I mean, they do, but you got to know if that's going to actually work. You know, when you get to the hospital, they have to run all these diagnostics. They got to see what's going on and make sure that the breathing treatment is enough.
Yeah. And yeah, so. And see, y'all, that's the thing, too. Because, I mean, I know it's a lot of people back at home. Like, oh, baby London, we can't wait to meet her and this and that. And it's like, man, we just trying to keep our baby safe and up out of the way.
Yeah.
Until the stuff die down. Because, you know.
It's too much going on. We got COVID. You got RSV. You got Delta. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and again, I can't control none of this stuff.
True.
But our rationale, and we even said this when we came on here and talked about us getting the vaccine. But being able to protect the baby because her immune system has to continue to build, right? She's exposed out here. So we just want to make sure that we, you know what I'm saying, do our due diligence and look after her. You know what I'm saying, monitor that. But I wanted to ask you too, so, because the voice started up and you was all set. We was like, oh, we might check it out this year. And then you came to, I mean, something happened, but then you was like, man, fuck the voice. We ain't watching it this season.
Yeah, would you like to share? So my sister had an audition for The Voice. She did her submission. They decided to have her go and do her audition. She did it, recorded it on this past Tuesday, the 21st. And they were like, what was it, an hour later? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we decided not to move forward. And I was like, oh, well, y'all not getting my view this year.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
we know your sister's talented. Like,
we know she's
talented.
Very talented. And clearly they seen something there because they kept watching her video.
You can see the amount of views.
Yeah, you have a private video that you have to record and send only them the link.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first time they watched it, it was only 4 views. And so then they sent her an email doing for another audition because they actually liked what they see.
Mm-hmm.
Seen. Now the video submission is at 10. So they keep watching it.
Yeah.
They keep watching it. And then she did this audition. And actually, they've watched it again since she's done her audition.
Okay.
The numbers are still going up.
That means internally they checking it out, though.
Somebody else is watching. So why y'all just decided not to choose her for that, to go to the blind audition?
It's show business, man.
At least let her go to the blind audition so she could have got the turnaround chair, or maybe not.
Man, fuck them people in that little
exactly.
turnaround
chair. Exactly. So y'all just ain't getting my view this year.
If you want, we could just go over to your parents' house and line up some chairs, and then, like, we can swivel around. I'm just saying, like, so she can have the experience.
Yeah, nah, they ain't getting my view. And I mean, I know it don't matter or nothing to them. I'm just one person. Y'all just ain't getting my view.
Well, we know this, right? They say these things like they looking for talent and they looking to, you know what I'm saying, find the next person to do X, Y, and Z. But really, it's just like, all right, we just trying to sell records.
Exactly.
Or get views.
And, trying to get views for the show.
And who's more marketable? Like,
and then, like we were saying, they always want somebody with a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm on crack. My mama was a crackhead. What's that scholarship challenge? That's what your sister should have did. She should have lied and been like, yeah, man, I'm on drugs. It's just hard out here for a pimp. And they're like, she don't even talk like she from the hood. How she? Nah, but
they
don't
just,
lie. I'm
they,
not playing.
Right.
Playing.
They just want somebody, like, they be... Because when you start to look at the videos and then you actually see the show and they start giving people backstory, a lot of these people got sad stories.
I mean, we all do, especially coming from where we come from. As I grew in my career, I stopped telling my sad story. And not even, I tell it, but like I don't tell it in a, oh yeah, you know, we just, it's like, bro, like, because my shit, is, you know my story. Like, my shit is low-key fucked up. Like, for real.
It is.
Like when you hear it, like, remove me from it and just tell the story the way it's told. It's some fucked up shit. But it's like, hey, that's life. And you just got to mob through it. You know what I'm saying? So, but some people, they like having their heartstrings pulled, man. That's really what it come down to.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of heartstrings pulled, this one goes out to all the smokers out there, man. There's a report now saying that Amazon is waiving their drug testing policy because they couldn't get enough workers. They need workers, and too many people were not passing the drug test. So what they did was they waived it.
What? So that means it's going to be a lot more folks out here happy. They can be like, oh, man, I'm finna get this job now. Soon as they get off work, they finna go on and smoke. And I mean, honestly, this day and age, I don't see what no weed is. As long as you're not smoking while you're working and mm-hmm. smoking on a job.
Well, some people do, though. Some people go that take that lunch break, smoke. Some
okay,
smoke
well,
when they go in.
Those folks are the people who don't deserve to have a job. But the folks who wait till they get home and shit, mm-hmm. Let folks do them as long as they still working and their numbers is hitting mm-hmm. Let them do their job.
Well, I look at it like this, man. It's like drinking, right? You're not supposed to drink on the job. Now you got some career alcoholics out there that will sit around and be like, all right, man, I'm about to... Remember Denzel in that one movie where he
Flight.
Was just Mr. Alcoholic Man? You got people like that. But then I just feel like this, because at work it's, oh, no drinking. But then they'll turn around. All right, y'all, we're going to meet up afterwards for drinks.
Or and
nobody,
like,
goes home with you to check and see how much drinking you do and stuff.
Yeah, but hold on. Like a certain job that we know of, too. On Fridays, they do beer time after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And like the job, you actually be smoking on campus. I mean, smoking. You be drinking on campus. You drink your beer after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Although they limit it to 2 per employee,
still two is enough to get you a little buzz going.
They limit it 2 per employee, but they give it to you at work.
But then, no, hold on. Well, there's a lot of companies that do that. But then they tell you, all right, well, it's the end of the day. Head out in rush hour traffic. Because when I was at where I was working at, and they did something like that, I just declined because I'm like, bro, like I have to drive home. And yeah, 2 beers ain't gonna really put me down like that, but like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to put myself in
You never
want to
chance it.
Yeah. But my question is, when people are like, hey, y'all, we about to go smoke after this. Y'all want to come out to work? Now, if you're in college, yeah, that happens. But at a regular job, they're going to look at you like, smoking? What?
Yeah, and it's like, why you downplay that? But smoking not as bad as drinking. Drinking will fuck up your liver.
Right. And smoking will free your mind.
So, but I mean, at any point, if somebody is doing that after work, it shouldn't even matter. That's so that's why I say, like, the drug test, that's just ridiculous. Plus, now, if y'all looking for to see if somebody on crack or whatnot, yeah, they the hard come. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah. No, trust me, that's the stuff, especially in corporate America, that's the stuff y'all need to be tested for. The exactly. Adderall, the perks, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's the what they be going off of the higher you get in these companies.
Yeah, the like, people be on speed. It's all mm-hmm. types of stuff up in there, man. I've worked with some people, and you could tell, like, they rolling off something. Like, the one time I had to cover for one of my teammates because her eyes was glazed over and she was drooling out. You know what I'm saying? She had to go find someplace in the building to, like, lay low for a couple hours until it wore off. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
That is crazy.
And I'm looking like, you good? And she like, bye. I'm like
them zombie folks.
Yeah, but if I would have showed up like that, you know, they would have went right to HR, man. Come immediately. On, man. But you know how I go, because it's at work police, and you got to worry about at work police. You got to just worry about police in general. So have you seen the Border Patrol? They catching Haitian immigrants, Mexican immigrants, all that. They riding around on horseback with whips.
That's not cool. Not cool with
whips.
At
government
all.
Issued whips. They saying that they're like, Joe Biden, like, may have a hand in this, man. Y'all President Biden, man, vote
yeah,
for Joe.
And then you see, like, they said that they're looking more into that, and if it turns out that he actually did order that, they was saying, you know
what they gonna do.
Well,
no, they told us to vote for him. They
exactly.
told us to
ain't
vote
nothing
for him.
They can do, but they were saying basically, like, man, Joe Biden finna lose all respect for everybody, but y'all already got him in office.
We've been lost respect for dog.
Like, he already in office, so it's like,
what does Kamala, what's her name, Kamala Harris, what does she have to say about this? Nothing, right? Because we haven't heard from them all year. You feel me?
Yeah, because you know they didn't stop giving out stimulus checks. They ain't helping nobody.
Man, they ain't worried about y'all.
We look. Got in office. Well, sorry, we can't help y'all. You better go find a job.
Ain't free. None of the people that come. I keep saying her name wrong. That Vice President Harris locked up.
And then they ain't did none of that. The student loan forgiveness. They ain't did none of that.
It's a criteria to it that you gotta apply for, and all. They keep suspending them. And it was like, bro, if y'all don't suspended them from all this time, that means y'all don't need them.
Exactly. They don't need. Because
I ain't got it to give.
And
my brother.
They just might as well let it be like how overseas is. Education is free.
That's too. I don't give a damn about how much education is at this point. I need these loans forgiven. Like, I don't.
That's what
I've
saying,
already
though.
Got it.
But okay, yeah, you
well, for
already
my daughter,
got
I'm sorry,
it.
That sounds
but
so
moving
selfish.
Forward,
that sounded so selfish. I already
just
got
let
my
the education
education
be free.
Isn't that what our parents did to us? Not our parents, but our generation's parents, the boomers. It was a meme, man. I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever, man. It talked about how they, and this is accurate. I really feel this way. Let's see if I can pull it up. But you know what I'm saying, like how things was so different back in those times. Oh, no, it was saying boomers tricked us into obtaining $20,000 plus in student loan debt, only to try to pay us $15 an hour when we graduated because of our entry level status.
Exactly.
Then they wanted us to gain 8 years of experience before giving us raises, all while charging us $1,200 plus a month for an 875-foot square apartment.
Yep. That's so accurate.
Just pull the wool over our eyes, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. You heathens. It's a cold game, man.
It is. It really is.
And then tell you, like, because you know how the old heads be, man. I had a car back in the day. I had this car. And the cars was like $1,500. Like, bought the car for
exactly.
$1,500.
You can full out just buy it.
Yeah, and now you can put a down payment on a car for 15.
And then you got to pay it for 15 months or 15 years.
60. I was about to say 60 months at least. That's what we have with our.
But it's ridiculous. It is definitely, I meant years.
I got you.
It's actually.
I'm with you.
It's terrible. Yeah. It is terrible. And then, like we say, then they say, they send out their little article. Ooh, big burp from the baby. Mm-hmm. Millennials are not having enough kids. Millennials are not buying houses. Millennials are not doing this. Look at how y'all didn't brought up the cost of living for everybody.
Yeah, it's cost too much for all of this stuff.
It's like, shit, we ain't finna keep doing that.
Yeah.
Make stuff more affordable.
I don't even know, because even when they do that, they raise everything, right? Like, they was like, oh, we raising minimum wage, but then inflation causes everything else to lift. Because, like, I know when the pandemic hit, right, and everybody was talking about, you know, being financially smart with the stimulus, right? There were things like, you know, well, they lowering the credits, the interest rates was dropping to like 2% on stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like back coming up, or at least still now, still right now anyway, the goal was to at least get above a 720 credit score, right? Because once you get a 720, you could do this, you could do that, you have access to all types of lines of credit. So they said once, if everybody gets to the 720 due to this pandemic, then they gonna raise it to be like, all right, you gotta get to an 820 now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just ridiculous. Like, so wild stuff. They keep moving the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I just say be responsible. You know what I'm saying? Learn, you know what I'm saying, what we know now, and then just be better, right? Because yeah. we can't keep, like, depending on, like, the people before us had the information they had or didn't have. You know what I'm saying? And they did the best they could with what was in front of them. They did the best that they could with what was in front of them. So we just got to, you know what I'm saying, try to do better. And then hopefully we can put London in a situation where she can do the best with what's in front of her and then go from there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But, the other thing, so Jeezy is having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
What's his wife? Old girl from The View?
Jeannie.
So, yeah, they having a baby, man. Good congratulations to them. You know what I'm saying? We do want to, as much as we do talk about, like, different, like, couples and scenarios.
Yeah, we support
stuff,
family.
We support family, man. You got definitely. You got to believe in the black community.
You do.
Okay, we believe in the construct of a beautiful black marriage, even though they're interracial. But that's cool, because it's another black family, a half black family.
Exactly.
Man, I hope they got the basketballs. the other thing I wanted to talk about, because when we talk about, like, parenthood and stuff, man, Power, was it book three? I guess this is what this is. Cause, yeah. Because yeah, Tyreek is book two.
Two, yeah.
Raising Kanan, there was a scene that had the timeline a little bit on fire, right? So I'm going to describe it for the listeners out there, because some of y'all may not be hip. It's cool, because a lot of people, you know, they offer Power and they don't want to see nothing else to do with it. But so Jukebox, who y'all remember was the cop in the other Power, she's Kanan's cousin, okay? She's a lesbian, and she her girlfriend died due to an overdose or whatever. But now people are kind of like finding out about them and all that. There was a tape that they made when they went to the little the tape world or whatever. So the dad Marvin found it, which I felt like, and I understand the whole it's my house, it's my room, ain't no locked doors, ain't no nothing off limits and stuff. But he did a whole lot of digging looking for some music to load up guns to. He was a little over, like, you know what I'm saying?
If it wasn't right there where you could find it right on the dresser, bro.
Go find your own tapes.
Exactly.
Go to one of your crashed up Mercedes Benzes and find your own tape. Anyway. He found her tape, found out that she was gay, and he lost it. Stomped the tape. He yelled at her. He called her Lebanese or something. Like, that was, it was funny, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? That just shows, like, how out of touch, you know what I'm saying, some people could be.
Yeah.
And then she spit in his face. He slapped her, and then he started choking her out. And then she tried to swing on him. He was telling her, calm down. He tried to choke her, and then he caught himself, and then, like, she ran off. So everybody's saying, who's wrong? Is the daughter wrong for spitting in the dad's face? Is the dad wrong for going in the girl's room? Is he wrong for slapping her? Is he wrong for choking her up? Like, who's wrong? So before it was like, dang, that's crazy. But we parents now. So what's your thoughts on that exchange and that dynamic?
I think he should have handled it a different way. As far as, you know, just cussing her out. Of course, we're at this day and age. We're like, You ain't gotta cuss me out. Just talk to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now she was wrong for spitting in his face. That's still your father.
That's and spitting in the face is on the list. It's a list of things that's like the worst things you could possibly do.
Yeah, like, don't take your bodily fluid and spit in my face, because anybody off the street, you spit in my face, I'm gonna have to go right in you. You know. And
you
so
gonna go right up in him. Would you?
No, I'm take my fist. I'm gonna have to go right up in you. You know. But
okay.
Like, when she did that, he immediately just, like, looked at her like she was just another person, another dude on the street,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
He lost respect for her, and he lost who he was, too, and choked her out.
Yeah.
So, at that
point... Well, hold on. Yes, but no, because he told her, chill out, calm down.
He did, and then she started swinging. She started swinging, too.
No, she tried to swing the first time, and he pushed her, he threw her across the face, like, hey, yeah, calm down. Then she jumped up again. He said, calm down. And then that's when he had to be like, all right, well.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Neezy here. I wanted to make sure that y'all go and get your Naturally Nate Instant Moisture Duo. That's right. You know, this Instant Moisture Duo can be used on braids, locks, twists, beards, and all of your natural hair. The moisturizer is all natural ingredients. One of our key ingredients, aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is really great for your scalp. And our oil blend is a mixture of the best oils that you can use to promote hair growth and give your hair a good shine and overall just a natural glow. So you're getting two amazing products. Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturally Nay, and also you can follow us on Instagram at naturally_Nay, NAEE. Yes, so that's why. I mean, I think that they both were wrong. I will say that they both were wrong in that she should not have spit in her father's face. Because, again, that's still your parent. You still want to be able to show respect to your parent. Mm-hmm. And even though you don't agree with what's going on, be like, look here. This is still my stuff. And now I know you're not happy with the way that I am. But let's have this conversation.
This was happening back in the 90s. I know.
This was back in the day. They wasn't trying to talk to their kids. They wasn't trying to hear that. But, I mean, we're looking at it as if how we would handle it this day and age.
Yeah, I got you.
So, this day and age, that's how we would go about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would have had the conversation.
I mean, you can't just full on one family is everything, right? You need your family.
Yep.
So just full on going to war and fighting each other, you don't need to put your hands on each other.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Yes, you are correct. But and because we're talking about how we would handle the situation, I would talk. But if there was a situation where my daughter did spit on me, I probably would have to yoke her up and choke her up. Sorry, I would have to.
No, I don't even know so much like choke her up.
Nah.
Let's just. I would say get a belt. You know. Take it old school.
Nah.
I'm gonna have to beat you.
Nah, because the way, and that's the thing too, the way he choked her, it was one of those, I'm gonna choke you within an inch of your life so that you can see you was this close to getting up out of here.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I'm just saying, like just as a parent trying to establish some level of like dominance in the household and some type of like, this is the line of respect that shall be given. Now, I say that because it is tough, you know what I'm saying, from a father to a daughter, because you know, your daughters, those are our little princesses. We don't want to whoop them. We don't want to necessarily put our hands on them and stuff. But I don't know. So bring this up and quote me later on when London becomes a teenager. It's different. It's a different world. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You got to let them know like how real this world is.
Exactly.
If the words aren't being effective enough, sometimes the demonstration is the best way possible to teach.
True. You feel me? Yeah. It's a tough situation, really. Because you think about like how you love your child and all this that you've given. And as a mother, the birth, you know. From that, and it's like, how can you disrespect me like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I strive to be an effective communicator. So I feel like it's not too much that I can't really iron out, like utilizing my words and articulating myself. But it's just some of those times, you know what I'm saying, they just develop personality where it's like, I hear you, and you can tell that they ain't really respecting what you're saying.
Yeah.
So then you got to touch them up a little bit. Now, maybe that's something where I just got to, you know what I'm saying, tag you in and let you, you know what I'm
tag
saying, go up in her, because you know what I'm saying, that's your shit, like, if that's what you like to do. But I don't know, because the level of force as a man, you know what I'm saying, you don't necessarily want to rough your you know what I'm saying, your kids up. But I still wanted to know, like, look, your daddy not the one to play with, bruh. So... You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Gonna try to not use as much violence, but hey.
I mean, if she throwing toys and shut up, dad, and slapping her, because she already be beating on me, but I understand. It's the situation
like,
as it comes.
Yeah, like, I don't believe whooping the kid is terrible.
Yeah, don't spare the rod, man.
Now, beating them and like how he did, that's bad.
Yeah. But also spitting on your parents' faces.
That's
bad
also
too.
Bad, too. Yeah. So. Hey, it's a catch 22.
Yeah. So another thing, got some questions. You ready for questions?
Ready.
We gotta really come up with like some type of transition segment thing in there. I'll think of some stuff. I had some stuff, but I'm like, if we really gonna do it, we gotta do it now. Do you believe a pill taken at night can burn fat, or do you value exercise?
Exercise. I don't believe
in the fat burning pills?
Nope.
Hydroxycut.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Because when I was on my little chunky side, you know, I was trying to lose weight. And so I was a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the weight loss pills and I did everything like how you're supposed to do. Eat healthy, drink X amount of water, mm-hmm. continue to work out. The pills actually made it harder for me to lose the weight.
How so?
Because one, they kept me bloated. And even though they say they're not going to do this, they're not going to keep you bloated, you have to look at all the ingredients in them. Some of them have tons of caffeine.
Mm.
So it keeps you jittery. Yeah. And that's supposed to help you lose weight, but it's different in everybody's body.
Right, right.
And so like having all that caffeine, it made me bloat. Even though I was hyper and I had more energy than anything.
You did have a lot of energy.
It didn't help me lose the weight. And then also,
what, did you use that energy though? Because a lot of times,
yes. Because remember, I went hard, yeah, and
you was doing 2 times a day.
Yeah, I was doing my 2-a-days, and it actually didn't make my muscles, you know, make me lose no muscle or no weight,
was
nothing
no
like
advantage
that.
To it
it yeah. was nothing. It was just like it's like it was a placebo.
Okay,
like I was taking a pill every day that says, "Hey, this is gonna help." And I've tried different pills. I tried like tons that was out there, and
oh,
I
you're
gave
just doing
them
all the pills. Huh?
I gave them 3 months at a time when I was trying it. The moment,
just so that you had a long enough sample size
to see
compare.
Exactly. Yep, yep. The moment I stopped taking those pills, and just was like, "Okay, I'm not gonna take anything. I'm just gonna take my probiotics." To help with like my gut health and then my daily vitamin, drink all my water, eat clean. I started losing the weight like that.
Yeah.
And before that, once soon as I started losing that weight, I got pregnant. But
my bad.
But once soon as I stopped taking them pills,
you was looking good.
I'm telling
man,
you,
you know what
soon
I'm saying?
As I stopped that, it worked. So I say, just do the work.
Yeah.
Do the work.
I agree with you. I don't believe in taking no shortcuts.
Because then you get all those headaches, too, from all them pills.
Yeah, remember I was dealing with that one detox, man. I was bleeding and everything. I was like, am I bleeding internally? I ain't taking this no more.
Yeah, you couldn't. Well, detoxes are good, but
that stuff, I ain't taking that stuff.
You couldn't take the detox. Yeah, daddy couldn't take that detox. Mommy did a detox, and she was fine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are things that were instilled in us that will be unhealthy for London? If so, name a few.
Yeah, you know, like the one, the foods that we grew up eating.
What? You don't like no slave food?
And so a lot of the foods definitely causes high blood pressure and cancers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of sugar, you know, like when you would drink the Kool-Aids and then we learn sugar turns into fat, carbs yeah. and all of that turns into fat, all the breads.
Yep.
So it makes more of our kids obese and makes it harder for us to lose weight. So, I mean, that takes it to that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, things, well, now we have changed. It was like the level of communication in from our generation
yep,
and from
yep,
our parents.
Yep.
We did not have that. And you and I, that was something that you and I have changed.
Yep.
So we make sure that this household, we have communication.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just like stopping all of that. Black folks can't have this. Black folks can't have that. Like certain way that you talk.
What you mean?
Certain way that you talk and just you speak certain things into existence. So if you're just continuing to talk negative, you're going to get negative results.
True.
So we speak positivity.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, man, we can't never have this, this and that and the third. So basically, let me give you a little example. And they say, man, we can't never have a big house. We can't never have a good time. We go here. No, we're going to go to certain environments where we can have a good time. We're going to do like Motown in the Park.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
for us, that's what we say, Motown in the Park. But when she gets bigger, there's going to be more stuff to do,
yeah.
more events to go to and be civilized. Like, we're not going to do the stuff where we just go, hey, it's a fight over here. Oh, man, shit, nigga, let's fight this. Let's record this, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we're not going to put ourselves
put
in those.
In certain situations.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to go to, and I mean, I'm not, again, because y'all going to try to come for me. I'm not saying every situation it's just going to be positivity, you mm-hmm. know? There's going to be some things
some,
that she has some, to be exposed
some,
to.
Some stuff you just know, like, this ain't the place to be at.
It's just how we're going to run our household.
It was a saying, and this kind of segues into my thing, but I the saying is, right, like, because, you know, everybody's gun crazy, right? Everybody gun happy. If you feel like you need to take a gun with you somewhere, then you probably shouldn't go.
Exactly.
Now, I know a lot of us live in the hood, and it's like, I'm talking about if you're out of the hood and you're not in that element no more, and you still feel like you got to move, like, with one. Now, personal carry, do your thing. But I'm saying, like, if you know that, like, if I go to this bar or if I go to this place over here, it's a hole in the wall, it could go down at any moment. Why are you there? Exactly. If you ain't got no business exactly. there, if you ain't in the streets and you ain't hustling this thing, why are you going over there? Just because? Like, exactly. like you don't want to do that. And that's my thing. And I segue that to say a lot of the work that went into, you know what I'm saying, just kind of elevating our quality of life even before London got here was so that when London did arrive, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of alleviate some of like that, the hoodism, right?
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with the hood. Like, I love the hood. You feel me? But you want more, and if there's certain things that you can like remove those variables out that won't cause, I don't want to say be a distraction, but like won't sidetrack or won't be able to offer its own set of challenges to navigate through, with as far as with London goes, right, then she won't, like, her childhood won't have to be the struggle that I had to exactly. like grow up in, right? We just got done talking about how like much of a sob story I have. I don't want her to like live like that, you feel me?
Yeah, we're gonna speak them and also, you know, you got to speak the confidence into kids. I don't think that enough of our generation had that growing up.
Mm-hmm. Like, my mom did for me, and I know, yeah,
and like
did for
we
you.
Had it, but I'm saying
as a whole, as our a generation whole, would just no. go outside and do something. I'm yeah. busy. I'm on the phone. Y'all too loud. Take y'all asses outside. Like, but I just say that because, you know, the hood and just the things that go on in the hood and some of these hood rules and laws and codes or whatever, people, like, we old enough now, and I'm speaking to my generation, especially like the dads that's out there and stuff, we old enough now to realize a lot of that shit was just kind of made up as they went, and a lot of those dudes wasn't even adhering to any of those codes. You feel me? So they got you out here, you know, so either one, which most of us did, you uphold the code and then you out here and everybody else, you slithering around doing whatever they doing, and you look like the last real nigga left, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't, you know what I'm saying?
True.
You didn't fold to that, but then come to find out these codes was all jank anyway. They just did whatever they felt like doing and enforcing whatever they felt like enforcing. So it's a catch-22, man. But I just feel like if you're not in the hood, you don't have to abide by that stuff. You just live over here and live a normal pedestrian lifestyle. And it's just a civilian lifestyle. And it's exactly. just like, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to soccer practice. I'm going to come home. Like, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, true, true.
So, I don't know if I answered the question. I was all over the place. But.
I mean, I feel like we did. We gave our opinions on it.
Would you want to be a relationship guru? If so, why?
Man, I don't know, because one, that involves doing a lot of talking with people, and you know, I get tired of folks after a while. So I honestly speaking, yeah, even though I do sometimes get tired of people.
You kind of are on this show.
I like to see people happy, you know, and again, by all means, we are not perfect. We do not have the perfect relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just certain things we have went through, and we've worked on our relationship, and we've learned
that,
and we just like to pass on to others. You know what I mean?
That can be of help to you guys.
Exactly.
And help you navigate through.
Exactly. So yeah, I would definitely do it. And I mean, I always tell people now, I don't judge you. Just if you got a question, come to me. And if it's something I can honestly speak on, I will. I never speak on stuff I don't know.
So this is where we gonna differ. I'm good. Now we can get on this show because that's for the sake of the show and stuff, and I can share some things with y'all. I can piggyback off of my wife. I can answer these questions because that's what's presented in front of me. But I'm done. I can't do you know what I'm saying? Trying to like actively hands-on, mm-hmm. like help, because people do what they want to do.
They're still going to do what they want to do. They don't listen. Yeah.
People, especially in relationships, people will just offload their problems to you just so that they can be heard. And then you will tell them or give them a tangible solution to solve their problem. And they'll look at you like, all right, fuck whatever you're talking about, and go off and do whatever they want to do and be like, damn, I don't know why this shit ain't work. You feel me? Like, and I don't have time to keep like riding that roller coaster. You feel me? So y'all have at it. You know what I'm saying, man? Have faith in God. Pray on it. You feel me? And go about your business. So, because like you said, I'm not the relationship guru dude anyway. I know what works for us, and I just keep working at that. You want me to, $1 million? Would you accept $1 million if like an old rich white cougar lady wanted me for a night?
No.
Good.
We'll just be a broke ass family. Because nope.
Don't sell me into captivity.
No.
Nah, it's not worth $1 million.
It's not worth it. And it's not worth the germs.
You see? Germs. Germy. All right. So London is getting bigger. Do you think, and she's getting more talkative as y'all can hear her in the background. What's the over under on like what her first words are going to be? What do you think?
Well, we kind of already had her first words. She says hi.
Yeah.
She definitely says hi.
But is she saying it as an actual greeting or is she just saying hi? Because that's the syllables that she knows how to say.
Well, when
I think we
have
to count it when she's using it in actual, like in the context that it's supposed to be used for.
Okay. So then her first word is yang yang.
Yeah.
She calls milk yang yang. And see, she's calling it now. She looks at me, she looks at my chest, and she falls out and says yang yang.
Yep.
If I'm in the kitchen and Lo is holding her, she looks at me and she says yang yang.
No, hold on. I was about to say you left the part out. She doesn't look at, if I'm holding her, she will slap the shit out of me, snatch my glasses off, snatch my chains up, grab me by my shirt, and then say yang, yang, and flail her head back and everything, slap me up some more and say yang, yang again. So,
yes, she calls the milk yang, yang, and she know exactly what she want. And she voices that opinion when it's time for it.
As long as she don't spit in my face. All right. So, yeah, that's it for the questions, man. Anything else you got before we slide up out of here? I'm trying to catch my stories.
No, y'all, just thank you, and whoever was our anonymous gifter, thank you. And make sure, you know, as always, y'all go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay, get your instant moisture duo. You can follow us on Instagram, naturally_nay with 2 E's, get your instant moisture duo. If you get your hair done by Slay Braids to Queen, she is now back working and she has duos on deck.
And make sure y'all go to inaudibleruckus.com/shop. Cop the merch. We got the 5-time championship tees up. The Goddess Perfect tees is still up too. I guess I got to start back promoting those more so that y'all can cop those. That was a bestseller. MidnightClubMerch.com and Muse Lux Aesthetics Beauty Studios up in Detroit, as well as Gross Power Washing and Cleaning in Detroit, man. It's been another mini episode of the Skeetos.
Peace.